Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP. Austin of ones and twos. Little score update. Florida State went back-to-back Jacks. I think it's 9-4, DP.
9-5?
9-5. That's like a... three three-pointers in a row. Got to get a TV timeout. I'm sure North Carolina is about to do a pitcher change. Looks like Florida State is going to be able to survive in advance.
That's what it is now, man. Like, you got to be able to finish. This is late inning. Yeah. This is late inning work. And again, fatigue pitchers.
Yeah.
Folks that have gone through. And this is mistake baseball now.
Right.
Like, this is where you capitalize on the mistake.
Yeah.
Bad pitch, bad location, bad read. And then the inability to get runs across the plate with runners in scoring position late. It's a big deal. Florida State with, I know in D.C. they dialed 202 Golden Noles.
Well, here's the thing right here, man. When you think about it, you know, you kind of can get your process sped up. You know, you got your dauber down after giving up one home run. And you come up with an opposite field getting caught up in the jet stream. That's probably a pitch that he really wants back.
Yeah, I mean, you, again, the mistake is throwing a soft breaker that gets launched.
Right.
You try to go to reset yourself,
right.
Throw a fastball, left-hander goes against the wind, pushing from right field pole to left field pole, and still gets it down in the right field corner. That means you hit a taser, and it got out. So.
Yeah, and those are demoralizing runs and home runs. I mean, the home runs are like a, you know, big body blow in boxing or whatever, you know, explosive play in football. Yeah. And obviously hitting a home run, we talked about it, you know, yesterday. What do the Cornhuskers, you know, what does Nebraska's baseball team need? Power. Power and pitching, and that's what it comes down to, especially late in the year. You got to have depth on your roster, both pitching and hitting. Because, you know, everybody's like, of course, you know, pitching, your arms are going to get tired. But going up and having the same routine and staying in the routine in this type of situation is no different. Because hitting in the beginning of the year when, you know, you're playing – you know, conference games or, you know, or whatever it is, or non-conference games, is different when you go through regionals, super regionals, and then the creme de la creme College World Series up here in Omaha.
Pitch at this level, pitchers get beat by the mental repetition.
Yeah.
It's rarely the arm. The arm isn't going to deceive you. Your muscle memory's too – you've gone through thousands of routine.
Right.
What happens is the conversation you have in your head.
Yeah.
Location, location, location. Can you, one, did I choose the right pitch? Did I have it in my arsenal? Was I asking my arm to do a thing that it wasn't going to do?
Yeah.
Right? Can I beat this guy inside and down?
Yeah.
Inside and up seemed like the right choice. Inside and down, late in the season, late in the game, no sir.
Because because you have to understand as a pitcher, and this comes from the coach and stuff like that, because down or up, you got to think, Florida State hitters are trying to launch the ball today. with the wind conditions, you're trying to get that bad boy up in the air, and that's what happened on the second home run.
Fastball up, it's hard for you to elevate.
Yes.
Raise your hands and elevate to catch up. You can drop the head for bat speed.
Yeah.
You can't raise the head for bat speed. It doesn't work that way. And so the mistake always, again, knowing where your mistakes can be.
Right.
And then, one, trusting what you already know.
Right.
Like, you know you don't belong in there.
Right.
You don't belong. Look, if you're going to go down and inside, it better be dirty.
Yeah.
It better be either filthy in how it moved or actually in the dirt.
And
otherwise, you're putting yourself in a bad spot.
Yeah, that's a great point, because after a home run, nobody's on base. So a pass ball or a ball that the catcher up really isn't as a big
mistake
as if you had a guy, on first and third. So situational baseball, like we talked about yesterday, and is no different than every sport, is huge. But right now, Florida State is swinging freely up there with one out, trying to extend the lead. Now let's talk about the later game that has obviously been going to be postponed. How important is it not to lose your edge, DP? And you've been in rain as a player and as a coach. Talk about the process of that, because I think games can be won or lost there,
yes,
right? Because
yes,
even though there's a chance, say you wake up in the morning, say put yourself in DP as the player mode. You wake up in the morning, whether you got a weather app or forecast, okay, and your night before meetings, you possibly could be rained out, but you always wake up, I'm assuming, getting ready to play.
Ready to go.
Then when it becomes official, talk about that process, because I think games can get won or lost with that process when you have a potential rain out versus a true rain out.
Well, I think you hit it on the head in that rain delays are won mentally. They're rarely lost physically.
Right.
It's mentally. And it's what you decide to do, because, okay, for me, I was a speed guy, so I wanted to remain flexible and fluid. So for me, during the downtime, it was muscle memory and stretching.
Right.
It was stretching. Circulation, I wanted the circulation right. If I could, I'd ice the arm again just to have that. I'd rest my hands, because tired hands make bad hitters.
Right.
and then resting your legs.
Yeah.
Because I was an outfielder. Look, I was going to run 140 feet 78 times.
Right.
In the course of a game.
Right.
I'm going to need them hamstrings.
Right.
I'm going to need it to go from first to third.
Third, right.
I need to be able to score from second, no matter where it's hit. And that was the belief. So I had to be flexible. I had to be fluid. And then from a throwing arm standpoint, just stretching the joints. Spend that time in my head. I'm old. I played before video was really a thing. So I can't go in. For my players recently, it was go into the batting cage. We always had cameras in the batting cage. Get me through six hitting situations on film.
Right.
Show me your oppo. Show me your first pitch swing. Because there's only one zone you can swing on first pitch. Dead red in the middle.
Right.
That's the only pitch that you're okay. Inside and up, what am I going to do with it? Well, I know I'm going to get beat. So I have to be disciplined. I need to see 25 pitches up and in. I need to see 25 breaking balls down and away. So I know my range. Get my eyes conditioned to seeing this thing that I'm going to see later.
Right.
The more I see 25 breakers.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Off speed, up and away, fast, if it's a splitter and there are guys, I have to know, look at that other guy.
Right.
How does his breaker move? How many breakers does he have? To know those things and say, okay, now I know that I expect movement. Now I can get back in the cylinder that is from knee to letter in a cylinder.
Right.
And I need to see as many of those as possible. So my players, we would get in the batting cage and watch pitches.
Yeah.
We watch
keep
pitches.
Keep your mind straight.
Well,
keep
it was straight. If you can identify, listen, the mental side of it is if you're able to see down and away, breaker, inside of hands, I wouldn't have got there. Like you learned, okay, this is a pitch that I cannot handle. If I see it six times before I see it live, I have a better shot of making a better decision.
Yeah.
Down and away, how far down and away can I reach? Some days, that down and away, 2 inches off the plate, above my knee, I can do work with.
Yeah.
But it depends on whether I have tired hands or not. So learning all of those things and working those things in the hours in between those
right.
delays. And then once you get into game mode, and there's a different game mode.
Right.
Once I get into game mode, my routine never changes. It never changes. Once they say you're going to play tonight at 7 or you're going to play tomorrow at 11, I know my internal clock and my mental clock is I need 2.5 hours before. That's when I'm going to – and the routine never changes.
Yeah, I mean, that's some great insight because I think one of the crucial things, especially in a football is different because you just have to – you know, you warm up to play, you cool down, then you got to – you're forced to do it because you have team warm-ups. Baseball is, in my opinion, is very unique because, you know, you look at 1 through 9, the hitters, they all have, you have 9 different routines. You have some players that prepare differently. There's some players that need more time to prepare. There's some that just like to see the pitches live. So you have to be confident, and you also have to be aware of yourself and do not fall in love with the off time in if it's to the minute, you need to be very detailed.
But well, there were some guys on my team that would binge watch, and it was good for them.
Right, and there's some guys that's not because it's paralysis.
Right, some of them, it's the weirdest thing. Left-handed pitchers slept better than any baseball player on the planet.
Right.
And I don't know, it's universal that, oh, you about to throw, you got to throw 7 tonight. He will sleep until 2 hours and 31 minutes before the game.
Right.
No matter what time he went to sleep,
that's it.
He's set with it. They power hitters. Food is religion to them.
Yeah.
Fuel is religion. And you see them and you go, bro, how are you eating that?
They're powering up.
How are you eating that? And then you go, good for me, bro.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Yeah, because you're in the outfield. You don't want to be sluggish. You don't want to weigh you down. I mean, that's amazing insight. And I think one of the biggest things also for – the coaches, and that's assistant coaches, is to have a plan. You know, the worst thing you could do for a team that's either in rain delay or your game's postponed is not have a plan. And a plan does not start when you get into Omaha. A plan is before you get on the plane from wherever you come, because the more that you're prepared, I always say from a player's perspective, you're going to embody the coach. When you're prepared and you're very calm and you know what you're going to do and you have a plan for every scenario, your team is like that. And if you don't have a plan and then you start to kind of point the finger, well, then that's what's going to happen when you get out there on the field and say you have a muff play at, you know, from a shortstop to first, then you can't overcome. And then you're in a situation maybe like Carolina, right? Whereas like, okay, have we talked about just in case we give up a home run on a good pitch and a better hitter, what are we going to do the next pitch?
Who are we going to call?
And what are we going to call, and who's coming up? Will he take that pitch, or will they be ultra-aggressive because they feel like they're playing with house money?
That's those hunches. Mistake. Those hunches
right.
are repetition.
And those are things you should know because you've done scouting all year long. Matter of fact, you know this team because they're in your conference, so you shouldn't be caught by surprise.
Well, you played them twice already. You split and could have won or lost both of those games.
And you know teams that have played them that have like pitchers, like hitters. So you have the encyclopedia on this whole team and the coaching staff, and also you've seen them how they played recently, regionals, super regionals, and you're in the same position. Desperation mode is different. Why? In football analogy, when you see a cornerback go out, who's the first person they target? We're going to see if you're prepared.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see if you're slow in your backpedal. We're see if you can deal with motion. There's all things that happen.
My favorite thing, Jay, was when they would – if I got a base hit and then they brought in a reliever.
I'm gone.
Oh, it was Christmas morning.
Right.
It was Christmas. And if I was on the on-deck circle, I had a belief that no new pitcher should ever get me out.
Right.
Should never get us out.
Right.
Because he's going to show you 8 of his best pitches
right.
coming out of the bullpen.
Right.
He's going to show you his amplified blood pressure when he comes out.
Right.
And his pace, his speed, his rhythm. He's going to show you all of that. And as a runner, I got you.
Yeah.
And the catcher hasn't made that throw in a while.
Right.
He made it to the beginning of the inning. He's gone through some stuff.
Right.
Yeah. He's gone through some stuff.
Like
he had to stop and wait for a dude. He got mad.
He had to wait for the
skipper to come out. He already mad that the skipper coming out because,
right.
hey, Skip, he threw some stuff I ain't asked for,
right.
or he missed the spot. And now this dude out here, and you know what? Now I got to throw out a dude, and I ain't made a throw to second in 16 minutes.
Right.
Got him.
Yeah, the pop-up time from the catcher position is not as fast as it normally is. But, again, great insight there from DP. Florida State, again, is up 9-5 at the bottom of the ninth, trying to close the deal and stay alive up here at CWS. Old School is live here. Blur Parties, 12th and Cast, the corner right next to the Hilton. We're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.